Hola, soy Lola. No puedo contestar tu llamada. Hoy voy a luchar contra la máscara vengadora. Si gano, usaré el dinero para pagar por nuestro plan familiar de datos. Claro, pesa 300 libras, pero una vez tomé una clase de karate. Quizá ya es hora de un switch.
¿Atrapado en un mal plan familiar? Haz el switch al mejor plan familiar de Boost y obtén 4 líneas cada una con gigas sin límite por solo $100 al mes. Metro PCS solo te da 2 gigas por línea por el mismo precio. 4 líneas cada una con gigas sin límite por solo $100 al mes. Es fácil hacer el switch y más fácil ahorrar con Boost.
Yes, let the Savior. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you to WGUM Glory United Ministries featuring our beloved Pastor Patricia Benjamin, who will commence to give us the word at the conclusion of this song. Lift them up.
Man, I could just listen for hours and hours and hours to that song, Lift the Savior Up. For we are living in a day that if we do not lift the Savior up for men to see, we are doomed. I tell you, I don't know how people feel that they are existing on their own. Do they realize that there is a God that sits high and look low? Do they realize that they are not here by chance, but by purpose? It is God's purpose that we are all here on this earth. He sent us down from heaven to be on this earth to make a difference in our lives and other people's lives. We're put here to worship God, to love him and adore him. Bow down before him. We are here to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Oh, aren't you glad this morning that God is a good God, and He is truly, truly worthy to be praised. We should focus on how do I find God and praise Him and worship Him. You know, the wise men was looking for the Savior. They were looking for Jesus. And when they found Him, they knelt down and they worshiped the Christ, our Lord. Oh, my God. He is still here. Wise men and women still seek Him. You have to seek Him on a daily basis. That's why David said, give us this day our daily bread. You have to go in the presence of God on a daily basis. You cannot go to God just on Sunday and Monday. Don't even call His name except you're swearing. GD, so-and-so rain coming down. Ah, shame on you. For this is the day. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord He hath made, and I shall rejoice. How about you? And be glad in it, because I am here to lift the Savior up for men to see. And we just thank Him, for the sun is shining today. And I'm grateful to God, because, you know, man has accomplished many things, but he cannot make the sun shine. Oh, God, whether you see the sun shining in your neck of the woods, it doesn't matter. The sun has not ceased to shine. A day is coming, the Bible says, that the sun will not shine. And it said the moon, she will not give her light, and she'll drip away to blood. That day is coming. We're getting close to that day. When you look at all the chaos and the turmoil that's going on in our world today, the world that the Lord has made, it's quite pathetic, but yet it's scripture. Because Jesus said, when you see these things began to take place or began to happen, it says, look up, for your redemption draw nigh. So the only way we can get out of here, the devil really got to raise some hell. Yes, he do. Mm-hmm. He got to act a fool. There's got to be wars and rumors of wars. All these things that the Lord said must take place before He comes. So the Christian should rejoice at what they see and say, Lord, I thank you that every word in your Bible, regardless to who disputed and say, that is not the word of God. That is not the true Bible. That's a phony Bible. That's Mr. George's Bible. That's Miss Pritchett's Bible. No. The word of God is true. And in this Bible that I read from King James Bible, I have seen the thing come to pass that is written in the word of God. I thank you this morning for being on board with us. It is my pleasure to come before the throne of God today and bring the word. I'd like to give a shout out to my beloved Dr. Gregory Scott for being my host, always making sure that we can lift up the Savior for men to see. I tell you, the song, I can not feel like going forward, but when I hear Brother Cummings singing, lift up the Savior, when I hear him singing, lift Jesus up for men to see, he said, if I be lifted, I'll draw all men unto me. Jesus said it. So we have to lift him up in our home with our children, And they may be grown and on their own, but every now and then you should be able to talk with them on the phone and lift up, Jesus. An opportunity should be present that when you're talking to your daughter, you need to present Jesus. Tell them how sweet he is. Tell them how good he is. Tell them that he is a wheel in the hey, God, I feel your presence this morning. Tell them that he's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. He is your joy and sorrow, your hope for tomorrow. He's the man from Galilee, and if you're in sin, he will set you free. There's no way that you can say that you're a child of God and you never had a little talk with Jesus. There's no way that you can claim that you belong to him. Lord, help me, Jesus. Yes, you can claim that you belong to him, but does he go to his father and say, she's one of mine? Oh, my God, that's important. It is important. Oh, yes, it is. So when you're talking to your son who is at a crossroad and don't know whether he should keep the job or quit the job with no job in line or in mind, just want to give up on life, you need to present Jesus to your son and say, son, it's time for you to try Jesus, for he satisfies. Trust him. He'll be your guide. He's able to carry you through. That's where we need to be as Christians. If we don't lift him up, if we neglect to lift Jesus up, then the blood is required of you. That person's blood is going to be on your shoulder. So don't love them enough that you can't tell them about this Jesus. I don't care if they say, oh, I know God, but you have something to tell them. You got to lift up Jesus enough in their life that they will want to follow him and not go a-whoring, Isaiah said, after other gods, G-O-D-S. Those other gods are little imps. They're the devil. Oh, God, it's a lovely day in the neighborhood. In my neighborhood is a lovely day. I'm talking about in my life right now. That's my neighborhood. And right now, it's a lovely day for me. I feel Jesus. I feel his presence. I feel light going on. I feel light going on. And that's true, I do. Though trials come on every hand, Lord, I feel light going on. I feel light going on. I feel light going on. Though trials come, don't give up. Don't give up. Trials will come. I say, baby, baby, she. On every hand, but you must not throw in the towel. You cannot. You might be beat down this first round, but come back, get back up, stay in the race. Oh, no one is a winner in a race until you get to the finish line. And then whoever gets to the finish line first is the winner. So we got a lot of races that we're going to run in, but the only way that we can win the race is that we have to finish the course. For I believe it was Paul who said, I have finished my shit. God, oh, yes, Lord, I thank you. Oh, God, I hear you this morning. Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. I said, I have finished the course. And I have kept the faith, oh God. And that's where we need to be on today. We have to finish our course, whatever our course may be. Finish it. Keep the faith. There's a crown laid up for you. Whatever crown that you're seeking after, it'll be there. Oh, God, I thank you. It'll be there at the finishing line. Oh, God, we love you. So again, I say to you, it is a lovely day. Hey, in the neighborhood, in my heart, there's a melody of love divine, for I am his and he is mine. And that's why I sing and I shout, because it is in my heart. It's in my neighborhood. It's in my mortal body. Oh, I worship Christ the Lord. I'm almost finished. I just wanted to put out some nuggets this morning so that those of you that go on the internet and go into the archives, you may be going through with your cup of coffee. You may be wondering, how am I able to get through this? God, what is your plan? What are you going to do about my circumstance, my situation? But God provides. Yes, he does. If God put a ram in the bush, don't you know there's still bushes and still rams? But the only way that you can get your ram and your bush is that you have to be obedient and do what God say. See, there would have never been a ram provided if he had not obeyed God. And that's why some of us have a lot of trouble in our life. It is not the devil per se. It is our own self. We need to crucify our flesh and hear God and do what God say and do it the way God say do it. And it's not our own agenda. When you are bought with a price and Jesus Christ paid the penalty for us, then we ought to hear him and do what he say, the way he say, do it. Oh, my God. God gave me a message to a young lady just a few weeks ago who was in excruciating pain. She was receiving triple morphine for the pain. And she could only boil up in a fetal position. And her mom called me and was telling me, and I could feel the mother's hurt and the desire. And the mother felt like she was trapped because she could not do anything for her child but listen to the child cry, a grown daughter cry from agony and pain. But God gave me a prescription to give to the young lady. And the mother had to be the intercessor, the mediator between me and God. I could not get there, so I had to send the mother with specific instructions. She could not go to the right or to the left, swaying no kind of a way from the instruction that came from God, the prescription. And I told her, you go, when you finish doing what you're doing there in the house, go to the hospital. Don't talk. Go in. You're on a divine assignment. Do what God said the way he said do it. I said, you go in and you lay your hand in your child's stomach and don't open your mouth. There's no need to pray. God has spoken. And I said, and you must give the child, your daughter, 3 sips of water. I said, but God said it has to be a plastic spoon, a white plastic spoon. I said, find the spoon. Look around. You've got to have a white plastic spoon. And the mother looked, and she couldn't find. She kept finding black spoons. So she stopped at the Wawa, and she stopped at another fast food place, and they had black spoons. Well, now at this point, the enemy is trying to tell her that I miss God, not her, because the order came down from God through me. But God said a white plastic spool, not a sterling silver, but a white plastic spool. And so as it goes, the mother could not find a spoon. So she just said, oh, well, I'll just lay my hand on her. And the mother said to me when I told her that God said that she had to have these sips of water, she said, well, I'll just get some ice from the nurse's desk because she's not allowed to have anything to drink, no fluids at all, because she may be going down any moment for surgery. I said, God said, 3 sips of water from a white plastic spoon. I said, now, this is not water for her to drink. This is a medicine that God has given her before the surgery so that everything will come out all right with the surgery, because it's very complicated. But God's going to go in and he's going to fix it so that the doctor will be able to complete what he starts. She said, okay. She said, amen. I said, no ice chips, water. She said, yes, ma'am. And she got there to the hospital without a white plastic spoon. But what you reckon? When she entered her daughter's room, there was a tray there with a little soft food. You know how they do, give you little Jell-Os and little things like that. And there was a tray sitting there where they had said, feed her, because the surgery isn't going to take place for a few days. And there, thank you, Jesus. There we found on the tray a white plastic spoon, just like God said. And the mother knew that God had spoken. So she carried out the instructions. You see, God made that spoon in the water to be the ram in the bush. Had the mother had gone with a different agenda from what God said, then it would not have worked. And many times God has spoken and told us to do things and do it a certain way, and we want to say, well, I'm going to do it like this. That won't work for me. And you're right, it won't work for you, because you're not going to do it the way God said do it. I need you to hear me. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know I'm talking to a lot of you all, that you're stubborn and you're hard-headed and you have your own agenda because you think you know as much as God. You think you talk to God and God talked to you. Well, it's been a long time since you followed instructions. Dr. Scott walked a young lady through a cigarette demon that she had for many, many years. The young lady is approaching day 200 soon. I told her I'm going to take her out to eat when she makes 200. She hasn't picked up a cigarette and have been around people that smoke, but she has not had a desire to smoke. But she followed the instructions. And in the instructions, deliverance came to her neighborhood. Oh, I thank God for Jesus right now, and I thank Jesus for the blood. You may have heard a whistle. That was my cell phone. And Dr. Scott said that I have a prayer request. So we thank God for whoever is on the call that have a prayer request. And if you want to open up the line right now, Dr. Scott, you can, so that if the person is still there, we can find out what's going on.
Caller 259.
Good morning. Praise God.
I was calling for prayer this morning. I was in a car accident, a truck accident, May the 12th, and I flipped in the truck 3 times, and the truck got towed out me, my daughter, and my grandchildren, and I lived through it. And I thank God that I'm alive today to give the testimony that God is still in charge. Since then, I'm still in some pain, but other than I have no broken bones, and I'm fine. And I know that it was God, because it was a small Mazda Jeep, and I was sitting in the back seat. My daughter told me to get in the front, but I didn't do it. I stayed back there with her 1 and 2 year old daughter and son. And I had just let the windows up off of the baby because she was complaining about the wind blowing on her. But I was flipping, and as I was flipping, I went in prayer mode. And I just got so tired, and I just was almost about to give up. And I just told the Lord, I said, Lord, I can't take no more. It was just too much for me, just flipping in the air like that. And I just said, if you just got to take me, Lord, then I understand. And he put me in a soft place. I went in a place of darkness, but I saw the light. It was as if I was in a blanket. It was real soft. And when I woke up, I was sitting in a straight position with my hands folded in my lap by the door where I was sitting. I know God was with me. But since then, I haven't been working. I'm unemployed. My only source of income is my 21-year-old son, and it's kind of hard on him right now. My bills and my rent is behind, and although they're not much, I'm not looking for handouts. It's just a bit much on us right now. And I don't have any family support where I live. In the town in which I live, I don't have any family or friends. I live in a rural area. I live in Alabama. And so I don't have resources here. But when I came out of that car accident, God showed me some things. And I know that because of who I am, that I can't turn back, that this is it. But I call for prayer today to ask God to just give me favor, give me a chance to get it right this time, to deliver me out of my troubles. My troubles were few. And I was in a relationship, and I want to get married. And there's a stronghold with this person from whence he came. And so I'm asking God to just deliver him from the strongholds that he have of ungodly people in his life, and that he would become the person that God would have him to be. And pray for my son, because he's doing a really good job at 21 years old. He's been to college. He stopped college to take care of me. He got a job. He's a lead manager at a place called You Pull It, and he goes 200 miles to work every day just to take care of me. And it's somewhat rough, but if it wasn't for him, I really wouldn't be able to stay in my house and make it as much as I have. So I thank God for my son, and I just want prayer that the Lord would do great things for him, and that he'll become the man of God that God has called him to be.
Amen.
So I'm just asking prayer this morning that the Lord will deliver me out of my troubles and bring my loved one back home and just resolve this whole mess.
Yes. Well, we thank God for you calling in. Sister, what's your first name?
My name is Denise.
Okay, Sister Denise, we are going to pray for you, and we're going to continue to pray for you. But while we're praying for you, we're going to lift up the name of Jesus, because we know that in him we live, we move, and we have our being. And we're going to pray for the son, that the Lord will strengthen him to continue to be. Your son is your ram in the bush. He is providing. And as the Tamla man, Dr. Scott, I don't know if you can pull that song up for Sister Denise before we go off the air, but she sings, God will provide. She didn't say how he would do it. And that's the same thing that happened when they had to take his son up to be slain by the Father. God, he said those words as he was taking his son up. He said, God will provide. And he believed that. And see, a lot of things to get God to move, we have to believe that he will do it. We have to believe that God is able to do for us what we asked him to do, as long as we're not asking amiss. And you're not asking amiss for strength and for things that you need, material things, finances, and whatever, food, all of these things. God will provide. He is a way maker. God will make a way, not out of no way. Right now, no way is hovering around you. But God, Jesus said, I am the way. And we're expecting Jesus to make the way for you out of his way. Whatever's owed to you, I pray that God will allow people to just pass by and just put. I've been in the grocery store and didn't even know the people, and the Lord said, put a piece of money in their hand. And he's the same God that able to do the same thing for you. I appreciate the fact that you're honest, that you're in a relationship and you want to be married. Yes, in Hebrews, the Bible let us know that marriage is honorable in all, and the bed is undefiled. I'm glad that you want the young man to be saved and your family members to come saying, after the miracle that you received, what must I do to be saved? You hold on to God. You hold on to your faith that you have in God, because thus far, your faith have brought you thus far. God have a work for you to do so that you can reach others. When this is all said and done, you'll be able to reach souls for Christ. That's why you're still here. That's God's purpose for you being here. Because he called you a long time ago, and you have not surrendered your all to God. We surrender some, we submit some, but we hold back some. But God wants all of us, the whole you, to say, yes, Lord, I'll do your will. There's folk that need to hear what you've got to say, that God have given you. And I'm so glad that we're on this morning. It is not an accident. It is by divine order. Usually we're on Wednesday night recording, but I said, let's record this morning. And then I changed the time right in a split second from 7:30 in the morning to 7. I heard the Lord say, go on at 7. And I said, Dr. Scott, can we do 7? He said, it usually won't take it that soon. We only have 4 minutes before 7, and it usually doesn't take it. Just call and see if it did. And when I heard Brother Benny singing How to Reach the Message, I ordered it a bushy. God, I hear you speaking to me. And he sent me a text saying, you have a prayer request. I thank God for you, Sister Denise. I don't know how you got on here to even hear us this morning, but that's not important. You see, we're about ministry, and we have to be about God's business. When we go off the air, please, Dr. Scott will get your information from you, your number, your address or whatever, and we'll just see what God can do for you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I just want to say that I came on by the internet right quick. I was just searching this morning. I had been up since 4 o'clock, and I found you on the internet, and I wrote the number down, and I was sitting here trying to time it, and I said, oh, my God, I'm late when I dialed in, but I didn't give up. I just stayed on.
Wow. That's God. So you heard the testimony about the mother with the daughter and being in pain, the daughter was. Well, that girl has had surgery. She had to have a double surgery. She's out and going about her business. God did it through the water and the obedience. And when God gives us something to do and a way to do it, we must do it just like he said. In order to get the miracle that he has for us, if he says drink 3 sips of water, then don't go get ice chips. If he said drink it from a green glass, you got a green glass, don't get a bottle of water. Take the bottle of water, pour it in the glass, and do just like, do what he say and get what he got. When he told him to go dip 7 times in the pool, and he did just the way God said do it, the miracle was in doing it the way God said do it. And yes. I hear the Lord saying to you this morning, my daughter, I hear God saying, my daughter, seek my face, continue to trust me. Continue the things that you do not understand, come to me because I have a plan for you. I spared your life for a reason, I hear the Lord say, because there is others that's in your hand. And I need to bring them forward because we are living in the last days. And I need this word to come forth out of you there in Alabama, in your area. There is folk that need to know that I am a provider, that I am a waymaker. But I have to first let you to be the recipient of my provisions so that you can go back and be the advocate. I see you somewhere working in an office of some kind. I don't know what type of work you did before the accident, but I don't know if you worked in an office, but I see an office.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I see an office. I don't know if you're visiting the office and telling men and women there that about Jesus. God's going to put you to work. I don't know right now what God is doing. All I know is what he's showing me. But don't give up on God. God hasn't given up on you. I'm praying for your son and this young man in your life that you want to marry. We will have to go to God and see if that's God's will for you. Sometimes what we want is not what God's will is for us, but he will give us our desire. But remember this, the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich and add no sorrow. God will not give us a stone if we ask him for bread. He will not give us a serpent if we ask him for a fish. So we're going to be believing for you that this is the one that God desires for you to have. And if not, then we ask God to move him and put there who God desires for you.
Yes.
Is that okay? I know that hurts us sometimes when we really want a particular person and we just feel like that's it, but God is saying, no, 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 I have greater for you.
Yes, that's where I am. I have accepted that. Whatever God do with this situation, his will has to be done.
Okay. But whatever the will of God is, and that's the prayer we will pray. God, whatever your will is, for thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We've forgotten how to pray that prayer. Lord, your kingdom come, and your will be done in my life. And don't feel bad because you're not the only one that sits in that seat. I sit in the same seat. Lord, I have a desire, but it's your will, your kingdom that must come, and your will must be done in my life. And that's where I'm at, sister. So I can identify with how you're feeling. And you're going to the right source. You're going to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And asking God to do this. So we're believing God right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you have spared your daughter, Sister Denise, and her family's life. God, we thank you this morning that she was able to be awakened by the Holy Spirit and to search the internet. And she found that Glory United Ministries was on lifting up the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you put it in her heart that whatever word that she's heard so far this morning will be a light unto her feet and a lamp unto her pathway. Oh, God, I just bless your name this morning. Everything that she needs, God, whatever she has lost, God, you are going to restore everything. You're going to give her double for her trouble, everything that the palmer worm, the canker worm, the locust have set upon to try to destroy your daughter in these last days. It will not happen. God, I see you sustaining her through her son, like the widow woman who had a boy and all they had was a handful of meal and a little bit of oil. But she came in the presence of the prophet. And the prophet said, Do as you say you're going to do, but give me my cake first. God, she asked for the cake first. She came unto the prophet this morning desiring prayer. And God, I pray that you will not let her meal bell run out or all crews run dry. God, strengthen that son even the more. God, just send, oh God, just send it through the air. Send it to those relatives that live in other states. God, allow them to be merciful and give unto her bosom. Oh, they will be blessed for whatever they do. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we believe you. And God, I believe you. And I believe that it is so, that she will call back with a testimony and saying how God made a way out of his way. God, let her lose nothing. Let her not lose her home. Let her not lose her whatever she has payments on. God, allow them to work with her, being that this was a terrible accident. God, you did not spare her for her to suffer lack. You didn't do it, God. And if you, God, allow everything that she has to be taken from her, it's only because you're going to give her a greater testimony that when everything was gone, she still had Jesus. And Jesus gave her everything that she needed. I know it's not easy, God, to lose what we love. But, God, you have never let us lose anything that you haven't replaced. Right now, she feels like she's in a field of rocks. But as Dr. Scott tells the story many times, that the man had a field of rocks, and he saw that the rocks was no good. He couldn't do anything with the ground, so he got rid of it. But when the other man got the field, he saw beyond the rocks, and the field became a field of diamonds. God, let whatever this is that she must go through, let it be right now. It looked like a field of rocks. But God, turn it into a field of diamonds. Let it be prosperous to her, that she will forever give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And it is so. God, say, hold on, my sister, just a little while longer. After you suffered, then you will reign. Praise his name. Now, you give Dr. Scott some of your information. I don't want it on the air because people can go into the archives when we get off here. And I don't want them to have your, but we will continue to pray for you as you are praying for yourself. But that son is a special son. That son has the gift of God and the call on his life. And he is an advocate. God is using him to undergird you.
Yes.
God gave you him because he knew this time would come.
Thank you, Jesus.
He knew this time would come. And the son has lost nothing. God is going to make the way that once things get straightened out with you, that the son will be able to go back to school free of charge. God is going to provide for your son. He will not have a struggle anywhere. Just tell the young lad to keep on doing what he's doing because God is pleased with him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen, my sister. So Dr. Scott is going to close the line to the air where you're on, but you stay on and you talk to him. Give him some of your information. And I will be able to keep up with you from time to time and check on you and see how things are going with you. Is that all right?
That'll be fine. Thank you. Oh,
and don't forget, if you can circle your calendar for the 26th of June, which is Monday coming, the fourth Monday night at 7 o'clock p.m. my time. What are you, 2 hours behind me in Alabama?
Central time.
Okay, so that's 2 hours, Dr. Scott?
1 hour.
1 hour, so then it'll be 6 o'clock where you are. It'll be 7 o'clock here in New York. And what we're having, I have every 2 months a prophetic service where I have a prophet. Sometimes I have three on. But this time God told me to just do the one prophet. And Pastor Mary, Dr. Mary Thomas, is my speaker at 7 p.m. It's a special service, and you can call back in and get more prayer, because what God didn't give me, he'll give it to another prophet. So we just thank God for his goodness. He is just, I feel like going on, though trials come. That was your song. That was your song. I feel like going on. The trials are coming on every hand, but God has smiled on you. Oh, bless his name.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Yes. Amen. Dr. Scott, you go to her, and I'm going back.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice is a lie. God provides, God provides, in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew.
Thank you. I tell you, that song blesses me every time I hear Tamela Mann saying God will provide. I can identify with the God of my salvation, that he is a provider, he is a way maker, that he will make a way when no way comes against me. The Lord said, but I am the way, the truth, and the life, and because you're trusting in me, I will provide. Hey, God, I will make the way in the wilderness. I will put water in the brook so that you can drink from the brook. I will send you a raven to bring you the food that you need. Oh, when there's a famine in the land, because I am your God, I will provide for you. But you've got to be willing to receive it the way I send it. Who wants to take food from a buzzard? Because all he do is hang around the dead. But when God sends you your blessing, it doesn't matter. Somebody say, anyway you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. So it doesn't matter if a buzzard brings you your food or if the dog has to come and lick your sores. God will provide. Oh, God bless you, Sister Denise, and I pray your strength in the Lord. Just let me read from Isaiah's gospel just so I'll feel like I've had church, although I've had church, but some folk need to hear a read word. Isaiah's gospel, the 55th chapter of Isaiah. It says, "Haul everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread? And your wages for what does not satisfy." We have to know how we're spending our money. We have to know how our neighborhood is being blessed. We have to know that what we need to put in us, we can't buy that. But God can supply and take care of our thirst. God will take care of us. He will provide. That's why he told me to do this Isaiah 55th chapter. I didn't know what it was for or who it was for, but God will provide. We can come to him today and buy without money. I know to the unsaved man that doesn't seem possible. Well, Jesus has paid it all. And if we are connected to the vine, it's already done. It's already paid for. So come get what you need. Come to the fountain. Get your thirst quench. Get your bread. Get your wine. What are you spending your money on? Something that doesn't satisfy. Why are you wasting God's time? Ooh, I love the Lord today, and I won't take it back because he is so good to me. I tell you the truth, I believe I'm going to stop right there. Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. Well, I got to go on. Eat what is good. Oh, bless his name. Eat what is good and let your soul delight in itself. Abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Oh, Sister Denise, hear the word of God this morning at the 55th chapter of Isaiah's gospel. Oh, my God. Indeed, I have given him a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you. That's the people that I'm praying. Folk that don't know you, just come by your way and just drop you off a little blessing, Sister Denise. I hope you're able to finish out the call with us. But go into the archives and listen to this dynamic message that God has for you. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know. Listen to this. A nation what do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God. For he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Ooh, let's read the Bible. And the Bible says here in that 10th verse, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth the forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. Well, it's been a pleasure being with you on today. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth and sing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. My God in heaven, you mean the trees are clapping their hands and I can't lift up the Savior for men to see? Oh, somebody need to fix this thing. Ooh. Instead of the thorns shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Oh, God, I thank you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and the church and the people of God say amen. Ah, thank you, sweet Jesus.
We've had some great people to come through our gospel archways for gospel musicians. Dr. James Cleveland left a legacy. Thurston G. Frazier left a legacy. Mahalia Jackson left a legacy. Andre Crouch is building a legacy. Somebody ought to feel the pressure to build a house that will say James came through here. Mahalia was here. Andre Crouch was here. Michael McKay was here. Our children deserve something.
Whatever you've been asking, the Lord giving you the thing that you asked for, what do you do then? The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. You know what the Bible says? The Bible also says, cast not aside, don't cast away, don't put off your confidence, because it has a great recompense of reward. Some of you sitting here tonight, you've asked God for something and you're just about to give up. But the choir want to tell you a little simple message. This is what we're doing until the manifestation comes. We're waiting. You need to stop calling on your cousin and on your brothers and on your friends. You just need to take a little time to wait for the thing to manifest. Already done. We're just waiting for the manifestation here in the earth.
Soy Lola, no puedo contestar tu llamada. Hoy voy a luchar contra la máscara vengadora. Si gano, usaré el dinero para pagar por nuestro plan familiar de datos. Claro, pesa 300 libras, pero una vez tomé una clase de karate. Quizá ya es hora de un switch.
¿Atrapado en un mal plan familiar? Haz el switch al mejor plan familiar de Boost y obtén 4 líneas cada una con gigas sin límite por solo $100 al mes. Metro PCS solo te da 2 gigas por línea por el mismo precio. 4 líneas cada una con gigas sin límite por solo $100 al mes. Es fácil hacer el switch y más fácil ahorrar con Boost.
Hola, soy Lola, no puedo contestar tu llamada. Hoy voy a luchar contra la máscara vengadora. Si gano, usaré el dinero para pagar por nuestro plan familiar de datos. Claro, pesa 300 libras, pero una vez tomé una clase de karate. Quizá ya es hora de un switch.
¿Atrapado en un mal plan familiar? Haz el switch al mejor plan familiar de Boost y obtén 4 líneas cada una con gigas sin límite por solo $100 al mes. Metro PCS solo te da 2 gigas por línea por el mismo precio. 4 líneas cada una con gigas sin límite por solo $100 al mes. Es fácil hacer el switch y más fácil ahorrar con Boost.